Good evening. My name is Noah, and you are listening to WMUC Digital College Park. Before I get into the metal, I'm going to play a little PSA for you. And this time, we are going to learn about the farmer's market. Here you go.
The University of Maryland Farmer's Market can be found weekly at Taz Plaza. There are an abundance of producer-only vendors and a cooking demonstration, with free samples hosted every week at noon. You can find everything from fresh bread, locally grown produce, popcorn, to lip balm, and local animal products. The market runs every Wednesday, rain or shine, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. during the spring season from April to May, and fall season from August to November.
All right. Now that you've heard about the farmer's market, it is time to get into Noises from the Crypt. I've got a little bit of an all over the place episode this week. Actually, it's not even really all over the place. There's two distinct sections, but just no unifying theme, really. I'm going to start out with a good bit of black metal. We're going to just start out with some stuff I've been listening to recently, and then we're going to get into some first wave stuff, and then like two second wave songs, I think. And then we're going to do a bunch of little short bursts of grindcore songs. So that's going to be fun. It's going to be a good episode. I'm not going to talk a ton. You know, let's just listen to this music and vibe out. First up, we have New York band Flaming Ouroboros with their song I Remember You. This is off their Blood demo from, like, when was it? It was like 2023. Good demo. I've played one of their songs. I think I played Blood before the first song. If that's what the first song is called, I don't remember. I played one of the songs here before on a black metal episode I did previously. Good stuff. After that, I've got Cape of Bats, and let's get into it. You're listening to Noises from the Crypt on WMEC, where college radio is good radio.
Thank you.
All right, that was Lord of the Shadows by Pennsylvania black metal band Cape of Bats off of their 2016 album Violent Occultism. I just got to see these guys last weekend open for Invunche at Pie Shop in DC, and it was a very good show. They showed out. They played a Gizm cover, which was cool. Wasn't expecting that out of a black metal band, but, you know, I'll take it. Very cool band, very cool album overall. Next up, I've got... God, what do I have? I have Inquisition with Empire of the Luciferian Race. That's nice. One of the better, like, United States black metal bands. I think they've got a pretty cool sound. His, like, vocal style is very odd. I don't know why he does what he does, but he does it well. This is from the album Into the Infernal Regions of the Ancient Cults from 1998, I think. Yeah, 1998. And it's a great album. One of the definite, like, essential releases if you're figuring out, like, if you want to listen to, like, United States black metal. And then after that, I've got a Demon Sea song, which I'll talk a little about after I play it. Either way, you're listening to WMUC, Noises from the Crypt, and this is Empire of the Luciferian Race. right, that was Opening the Lunar Bloodgate by legendary Georgia natives, Demon Sea. In terms of, like, the truest and cultist blackest metal in the U.S., I don't think you can get much truer in culture than Demon Sea. As much as that is kind of a joke, they are a very good band, and I like their very, like, how do I say this? Like, there's a good word for it that I'm just not coming up with right now. Claustrophobic, very, like, very intense, and this is off one of their newer albums, they somehow managed to stay pretty good throughout their whole career, and they've managed to be good now, even though they're from, like, the 90s or whatever. A lot of those bands kind of are awful now, but it's good that they've kept their quality a little bit. I'm rambling. This was very bad. That was a very bad job I just did. Anyways, up next, I'm going to play a couple first wave black metal songs. I'm going to play a Celtic Frost song. I'm going to play a Slayer song, and I'm going to play a Sodom song. First up is Into the Crypts of Rays by Celtic Frost off of Morbid Tales. Probably my favorite personal first wave black metal band. Not that I'm super into the style, but it's just a super fun album. It maintains that thrashiness, but it's a little darker, a little more fun, a little more intense. Yeah, and then we got some Slayer and Sodom after that. I'll talk about those later. But yeah, you're listening to WMUC, and this is Into the Crypts of Rays.
Kill the rain, the word itself.
Right, you just heard Outbreak of Evil off of Slayer's first album, In the Sign of Evil. Or that's not true. What? I'm smoking something. That was a Sodom song called Outbreak of Evil off of their first EP, or maybe their second one, In the Sign of Evil. Awesome song, classic German thrash, considered by many, including me, to be first wave black metal. So a lot of those early black metal people were very influenced by German thrash, though they went in a totally different direction later on. Like, they got way too, like, Metallica-y, I think, as they went on. Not intense enough. And before that was a Slayer song called The Antichrist off of their first album, Show No Mercy. Another one that's classic thrash that me and many other people do consider first wave black metal. Very inspirational to that scene. Next up, I've got a suggestion from a good friend, Veda. Who's actually in here in the studio with me today.
Hi.
And she's there she is, and she's gonna intro the song for you.
So up next I have a song from, I believe it's Niflheim, Hellish Blasphemy, from their full-length album Devil's Force. But I found this song from the soundtrack for Gummo, which I haven't even seen, but Gummo has just like a crazy soundtrack.
It does.
And it has Bathory, Mortician, just a lot of hits. So I was like, let me check that out. And
don't forget,
I really like the drumming
I Hate
of this
God.
Song. Oh, and don't forget I Hate God.
It's also on the Gummo soundtrack.
Also on the Gummo soundtrack. I just really like the drums. I like this song.
Okay.
Wait, we're in Noises from the Crypt, WBC yeah. College Park.
You're listening to Noises from the Crypt on WBC College Park. Here we go.
Digital.
That was Under a Funeral Moon by legendary Norwegian men Dark Throne, off their third album, Under a Funeral Moon. It's the eponymous song. That's probably my favorite Dark Throne album, I'd say. Like, I think it strikes a good balance between the first black metal albums, like, more, I guess, traditional kind of style, and then the Transylvanian Hunger's minimalism. Because I think Transylvanian Hunger, while it is a classic, it goes a little overboard with, like, the repetitive riffs and stuff. It gets boring. I also really like Panzerfaust, too. Panzerfaust is a really good one. But that's kind of, like, I think that's, like, the new one that people call their favorites when they want to be, like, cool. It's like, oh, yeah, I don't like the other three. I like Panzerfaust. That's my favorite one. But I don't think they have many bad albums. I mean, Goatlord kind of is awful, but other than that, I don't think there's one that I won't listen to. So, yeah, that's up for the black metal tonight. I'm going to play you little three-song bursts of grindcore for the rest of the night. Coming up first, we've got Barren Path with Whimpering Echo. Off their 2025 album Grieving, one of my favorite, probably my favorite grindcore album I heard last year. X Discordance Axis and Gridlink members without John Chang, because they all hate John Chang, I guess. I'm not going to talk too much about it. After that, we've got a Napalm Death song and a Morcer song. And then we're going to get into more crazy stuff after that. You're listening to Noises from the Crypt on WMEC. Here we go. We'll be right back. right. That was Nicked Im Film by Morser. I'm not even going to try to say that right. Great death grind band. They kind of made themselves, I think, into like a deathcore band, I think, eventually, which is awful, but whatever. That album's awesome. It's a total classic. Just before that was Taste the Poison by Napalm Death off of their best album, Enemy of the Music Business, and I will not argue with you about that. If you really think Scum is that good, you can talk to somebody else. I don't want to hear it. Just insane album from an awesome lineup. It's a completely different lineup from the old Napalm Death, and it's for the better. It's just crazy, crazy record. Up next, my next three are a Brutal Truth song, Walking Corpse, from their 1991 album Extreme Conditions Demand Extreme Responses, one of the best death grind records ever. Then after that is a band I can't say the name of, but it's Data Classed. The song is Data Classed, and the album is Misery Index from 96. You can look that up. It's a great band, great album. And then after that, I've got a Discordant Axis song I will talk about after I play it. You are listening to WMUC, where college radio is good radio. This is Brutal Truth.
I hope you make sure we're properly dead before you start.
Right, that was Oratorio in Grey by Legends. I don't remember where they're from. Legends Discordant Axis off of the Absolute Essential and the Inalienable Dreamless. Oh my god. An album I got into for a frighteningly embarrassing reason is because the lyrics have Evangelion references in them, which is possibly the most loser way to get into an album ever. But it is an absolute classic, and it has some of the best riff structures, I think, in any grindcore album ever. Up next, we've got two absolute classics before the show goes off air. I've got Storm of Stress by Terrorizer and Boy Constrictor by Pig Destroyer. And I'm signing off tonight. Thank you for listening. My name is Noah. This has been Noises from the Crypt, and you are listening to WMUC Digital College Radio. Here we go. Cross the button, please don't.